you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. Today we're talking with a writer, but a writer who doesn't normally get a byline. Linda Wilson Horn writes the copy on the dynamic message signs for the Missouri Department of Transportation. You know, those little black and orange light-up signs along I-70 with the quippy sayings and cautionary tales? KBIA's Abigail Keel spoke with Wilson Horn about how she creatively uses these signs to help save lives on the highway. Here's Wilson Horn.
The message boards are basically an exercise in writing a headline. So back to my days of news editorial and learning to write headlines, I have three lines, and each line is 16 characters. And that's the max amount of information I can put on the dynamic message sign. So I'm trying to come up with a, you know, short, quick little phrase to get my point across when somebody's going to go past it at 70 miles an hour. So I use a lot of inspiration from bumper stickers and ones that I see on the road, and also I Google search a lot of bumper stickers.
Some of the signs I've seen, I feel like, have had a little bit of, like, attitude maybe, or a little sassy. So can you kind of, like, talk about that and why you might choose to, you know, have a little bit of a tone in one sign versus another?
I have a 13-year-old daughter. So some of my sassier messages, I get a little inspiration from her because 13-year-olds tend to have a lot of sass in them. So probably one of the ones that we've gotten the most feedback on is the unbuckled ? Seriously. And we get huge response on that anytime that we put that out there. And it kind of has a little bit of that edge to it and get people to pay attention, as opposed to just saying, wear your seatbelt. Wear your seatbelt's not going to grab your attention when you're driving down the road. So putting a little bit of the sass in there and the fun in the message has been getting people's attention.
Some of them, too, I know, I think I've seen one that says, like, no seatbelt, windshields hurt, or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
So that I would almost characterize as, like, maybe a little aggressive even.
Yeah.
So can you
that
talk
one
about,
says,
yeah, something
it,
like
it
that.
It says, buckle up, windshields hurt. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it is a little bit more of an aggressive message and, you know, trying to get the point across that if, you know, Missouri, we only have, we're under the national average for the percentage of people who will wear a seatbelt. We're under 80% of folks wearing a seatbelt. Yet, you know, 64% of people killed in crashes in Missouri are not wearing a seatbelt. So your odds of being in a crash because you don't wear a seatbelt are huge. And, you know, so we want to get that point across. If you're not wearing your seatbelt and you get in a crash, that windshield's going to hurt really bad. And it is a little bit more of kind of pushing the edge, and you've got to find a way to reach people and get their attention or make them laugh. And we've had folks who've emailed us and said, you know what, I read your sign all the time, and now I am more vigilant about wearing my seatbelt. So it's working.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a writer?
Absolutely. I do think of myself as a writer. And like I said, I write almost on a daily basis. But most of my writing, I do a lot of speeches. I write magazine articles for technical publications. But, you know, in terms of getting to do that creative outlet, that doesn't happen very often.
That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.